Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Emotional Intelligence Blueprint by Parker Lawson is a practical self-help and communication guide focused on emotional intelligence as a learnable skill. Rather than treating EQ as an abstract personality trait, the book frames it as a set of trainable habits built around five core components: self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skills. Its purpose is to help readers become more grounded, emotionally controlled, and effective in everyday interactions. The book appears designed for people who want clear, usable methods rather than theory alone, and it pairs its guidance with step-by-step exercises and relatable examples from personal, social, and workplace settings. In that sense, it sits within the people skills and personal development genre, but with a strong emphasis on practical application. Readers are encouraged to use the material to reduce social anxiety, improve communication, and build stronger relationships in both private and professional contexts. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, emotional intelligence is presented as a trainable skill, not a fixed trait. A central claim of the book is that emotional intelligence can be learned and improved through practice. That matters because it shifts the reader away from seeing awkwardness, emotional reactivity, or poor communication as permanent flaws. Instead, the book treats EQ as a structured capability that can be developed by repeating specific behaviors and reflection habits. This approach is especially important in self-help writing because it gives the reader a path forward rather than a personality label. By organizing the subject around five core components, the book creates a framework that makes improvement feel measurable and concrete. The logic is straightforward. If emotional intelligence is made up of identifiable parts, then each part can be strengthened separately. That makes the subject more accessible to readers who want practical change without needing a background in psychology. It also explains the book's likely appeal to people who prefer actionable guidance over motivational language. The emphasis on learnability is what gives the book its instructional structure and its promise of gradual, repeatable progress. Secondly, the five core EQ components create a structured method for self-improvement. The book centers on five widely recognized components of emotional intelligence: self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skills. This framework matters because it divides a broad concept into distinct areas that can be understood and practiced individually. Self-awareness helps readers notice their own emotional patterns and triggers. Self-regulation focuses on managing reactions instead of being controlled by them. Motivation gives emotional intelligence a forward-looking dimension, linking inner discipline to personal growth. Empathy extends the framework outward by improving the ability to understand other people's feelings and perspectives. Social skills then translate all of that into practical interaction, including communication and relationship building. The value of this structure is that it prevents EQ from becoming a vague ideal. Readers can identify where they are strongest and where they need work. In a book aimed at practical improvement, this kind of segmentation is important because it turns an abstract goal into a development plan. It also suggests that progress in one area supports the others, making emotional intelligence a connected system rather than a single habit. Thirdly, relatable exercises and examples turn emotional insight into daily behavior. The book is described as including practical exercises in every chapter, which indicates that it is built for active use rather than passive reading. That design choice is significant because emotional intelligence only becomes useful when it influences real behavior in conversations, conflicts, and decisions. Exercises help bridge the gap between understanding a concept and applying it under pressure. The book also uses everyday examples and workplace or relationship situations, which makes the advice easier to recognize in real life. Instead of relying on technical language, it appears to translate emotional intelligence into ordinary moments, such as handling tension, listening more carefully, or responding with greater self-control. This kind of material is valuable because readers often know what healthy communication should look like but struggle to do it consistently in the moment. Practical exercises create repetition, and repetition is what turns insight into habit. The book's instructional value, therefore, lies not just in what it explains, but in how it prompts the reader to test and reinforce those ideas immediately. That makes it closer to a training manual than a theoretical overview. Fourthly, the book links emotional control with confidence in relationships and conversations. Another important dimension of the book is its focus on the social impact of emotional intelligence. The material suggests that better EQ supports stronger relationships, clearer communication, and greater confidence in conversation. This connection is important because it shows emotional intelligence as something that affects interpersonal outcomes, not just internal awareness. A reader who can recognize emotions, manage reactions, and read other people more accurately is likely to handle difficult interactions with less defensiveness and more clarity. The book also appears to address social anxiety and hesitation in communication, which broadens its relevance beyond professional development. For readers who feel uncertain in social settings, emotional intelligence becomes a practical tool for reducing mental friction and increasing responsiveness. In this way, the book positions EQ as a foundation for trust, cooperation, and relational stability. That is a useful framing because it shows why emotional intelligence matters in daily life, not only in leadership or formal management contexts. The emphasis on confidence is not about performance or charm alone, but about having enough self-understanding and emotional regulation to engage others more steadily. Lastly, its practical and science-backed tone distinguishes it from more generic self-help books. The book stands out in the crowded emotional intelligence genre because it combines accessible language with a claim of being grounded in science and practical application. Many books on EQ stay at the level of general advice, but this one appears to emphasize learnable techniques, structured exercises, and clear behavioral steps. That makes it especially appealing to readers who want something more actionable than broad encouragement. The tone also seems designed to speak to both personal and professional concerns, which widens its usefulness without making the topic too specialized. Its appeal is strengthened by the way it presents emotional intelligence as directly relevant to communication, relationships, and everyday confidence. In a genre that often repeats familiar ideas, the book's differentiator is its roadmap style, a clear sequence of skills, examples, and practices meant to be used, not merely understood. Even if readers approach it with some skepticism towards sweeping claims, the book's likely strength is its practical orientation. It appears to be built for immediate implementation, which is often what readers in this category value most. In conclusion, The Emotional Intelligence Blueprint is best suited for readers who want a structured, usable introduction to emotional intelligence rather than a purely academic discussion. It should appeal to people who are struggling with communication, social confidence, relationship tension, or emotional reactivity, as well as readers who simply want to become more self-aware and effective in daily interactions. Its main practical value lies in the way it breaks EQ into manageable parts and then links those parts to exercises and real-world situations. That makes it useful both as a learning resource and as a workbook-style guide for behavior change. Compared with many books in the same genre, it stands out for presenting emotional intelligence as a trainable set of skills, with a strong emphasis on everyday application rather than abstract theory. It also seems aimed at readers who want a direct bridge between inner regulation and outward communication. For that reason, the book is a strong fit for self-improvement readers who prefer clarity, structure, and practical follow-through over inspirational but vague advice. If you would like to support Parker Lawson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.